Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. COVID numbers remain below double digits for the Hunter regions as a further 7 cases was identified in the past 24 hours. The newly confirmed figures take the total number in the current outbreak to 4,278, with currently 218 active cases. It included 3 in the Mid-Coast, 2 in Lake Macquarie and 2 in Newcastle. One of the cases is currently being cared for in hospital. There were 3 who were infectious while out in the community and another 3 were isolating during their infectious period. There is currently 1 under investigation. Meanwhile, New South Wales recorded 260 locally acquired cases. A new survey reveals a significant number of regional Australians are feeling lonely in the lead up to the festive season. Just under 7 in 10 people surveyed in regional areas have plans for Christmas Day, which is significantly less than their metropolitan counterparts. The study also found 2 in 5 regional Australians often feel lonely during the Christmas season. Director of Volunteering at the Red Cross, Penny Harrison, says it's a timely reminder to keep an eye out on our neighbours and those who've had a tough year.
We really encourage people to check in on their neighbours or maybe someone that you know doesn't have family close by, and that can be picking up the phone or sort of when you bump into them in town, just pausing to stop for, you know, a 5-minute conversation. Starting that conversation is really important, particularly for people that you may have also lost touch with. And also this time of year, there is so much need in the community, and we really encourage people, if they can give the gift of time, to go and volunteer for an event or to support an activity that a local organisation might be undertaking.
And Singleton's newly refurbished Visitor Information Centre has been unveiled in time for the Christmas school holidays. It is located in the heart of Townhead Park on the New England Highway in Singleton's town centre. The VIC offers tourist information and unique souvenirs. It is also acting as a gateway to the Singleton Arts and Cultural Centre, which is due to open in March 2021. Director of Organisation and Community Capacity, Vicky Berriton, says it's been 11 years since it opened and the refurbishment of the VIC symbolises Council's renewed approach to the visitor experience. It's enabling the centre to tell stories of Singleton as a destination, as well as enable more opportunities for local product and industry promotion.